From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is defending the administration's record, saying efforts to boost the economy and improve the healthcare system are making a difference in people's lives. Mr. Obama chose an unusual venue for his statements. He appeared on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and made his points amid some ribbing from Stewart.
If we're making progress, step by step, inch by inch, day by day, that we are being true to the spirit of that campaign. And
so you wouldn't say you'd run this time as a pragmatist. You would not. It wouldn't be, yes, we can, given certain conditions.
No, I think what I would say is, yeah. Yes, we can, but it is not. But yeah. It's not going to happen overnight.
The president's appearance on the program, part of his effort to reach out to young voters in the run-up to next week's elections. Foreclosure activity has been rising in most major metropolitan areas of the nation over the past 3 months, with Chicago, Seattle, and Houston showing the biggest jumps among the largest cities. The foreclosure listing firm RealtyTrack says most foreclosures are still concentrated in 4 states, California, Arizona, Nevada, and Florida. RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga says they share similar conditions.
The areas were overbuilt. The homes became significantly overvalued. Underqualified borrowers were put into those overpriced homes with toxic loans that turned out to be ticking time bombs. And when the market prices finally stopped going up, the whole house of cards crumbled in all of those areas.
One of the nation's largest mortgage lenders, Wells Fargo Bank, is admitting it made mistakes in the paperwork for thousands of home foreclosures. NPR's Wendy Kaufman says until now, Wells Fargo had said its paperwork was sound, while other lenders were freezing foreclosures to look into document problems.
Wells Fargo says the foreclosure affidavits did not strictly adhere to the required procedures, but the bank said it believes that all the foreclosures in question were legitimate. The bank will now refile paperwork in the 23 states that have judicial foreclosure. It intends to complete that by mid-November. Concerns that mortgage lenders cut corners and bent the rules prompted Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and others to call a temporary halt to some foreclosures in order to review policies and procedures. Wells Fargo didn't go along and, in a statement, reaffirmed that it did not intend to institute a moratorium on foreclosure sales. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
The death toll from the tsunami in Indonesia has risen to at least 343. The BBC's Karishma Baswani says relief workers face daunting challenges there.
The relief effort it now has to do a number of things. It needs to bring people in from the coast. It needs to try and build temporary shelters for them and repair infrastructure, broken bridges and roads to...
BBC's Karishma Baswani reporting. This is NPR News from Washington. BP's blown-out oil well in the Gulf of Mexico has been sealed for weeks now, but NPR's Debbie Elliott reports crews are still working to clean hundreds of miles of shoreline from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle.
On the Alabama coast, BP is using heavy equipment to sift tar balls from the white sand beaches. Spokesman Ray Malik.
Well, this is part of our Operation Deep Clean, where we've come back now that the tour season's kind of stopped to really get in and do a good cleaning of the beaches to get them back to the pristine condition that we all expect here in the Gulf Coast.
But Orange Beach, Alabama Mayor Tony Kennan says the cleanup is taking too long.
Clean the beach up. Just get it done.
All along the Gulf, the Coast Guard says more than 11,000 workers are cleaning some 577 miles of oiled shoreline. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she will question Chinese officials this week about reports that China's government has halted the shipment of rare earth minerals. Clinton speaking in Hawaii after meeting with her Japanese counterpart today. China has a near monopoly on rare earth minerals, which are used in a wide range of high-tech devices, from cell phones to missiles. China insists that it will not use rare earths as a bargaining tool in trade disputes, but Clinton says the recent restrictions serve as a wake-up call, so the U.S. will begin looking for new sources of supply. Labor unions in France are staging more strikes today despite final enactment of retirement reforms by the French Parliament. The unions are hoping to persuade France's president, Nicolas Sarkozy, not to sign the legislation. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for